My name is Sam. I'm 10 years old and a 5th grade student from Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing Pilar Fuentes. I've learned that even if you lived in another country like Mexico for a long time, and then you moved to America, you can still do the things you did in your old country. No one can criticize you of something different or unusual about you. So if you moved, you still do the same things and often still have the same rights, as you did in your home country. It was beautiful in Mexico, and Pilar had an incredible life there. Her childhood was wonderful, and she lived in Mexico for 41 years. One thing Pilar remembers well from her years in Mexico is Christmas. Pilar enjoyed Christmas a lot because they gathered the whole family, including cousins and grandparents. She also says that the food in Mexico is amazing. In Mexico, Pilar learned English, but had never planned on moving to America. Pilar had 2 children with her husband while living in Mexico. At first, Pilar was sad when she arrived in America, and then she made friends and grew happier. Pilar came to the U.S. because her husband was transferred for his job. She was extremely sad when she moved and cried every day because she missed home. The hardest part was coming to America and leaving her family. Her whole family is in Mexico, including her parents, brother, and sister. Pilar always looks forward to going back. She still has a house in Mexico and goes there at least twice a year. Pilar calls Mexico home. She likes the trees in Pittsburgh, especially in autumn. Over time, Pilar has found that she likes living in America. She is happy to have incredibly nice friends in Pittsburgh who are like family now. Most of these friends came to Pittsburgh from Mexico. Pilar taught me that you can still be yourself even if you move to a different country. I hope that future 5th graders who hear the recording of Pilar's story know that if you are feeling that you can't be yourself, you should remember that you are you and should be proud of that. Only you can be you.